Mili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're in the middle of Simen Tuf Pei. We're discussing the third and fourth cups of wine at the Seder. Oh. So the Rama writes that we say Shpoch HaMascha before we start the Hala at the Seder. You finished benching, you said that you drank the third cup of wine, then you say Shpoch HaMascha. What's the idea? Shpoch HaMascha refers to pour out your wrath upon our enemies. So the reason given for this is that in the Lolanu, we refer to the Melchemes Gogumagog, which will lead up to the coming of the Mashiach. So we're saying, Hashem, pour your wrath out on our enemies, and then bring the Mashiach. So that's the simple shot of why we say Shepoch Hamascha at the Seder, at this point of the Seder. Oh. Then the Ramah continues. We open the door to signify that it's the Lel Shimurim. It's the night that Hashem is watching over us extra carefully. We trust in Hashem. And the schus of this emunah that Hashem will protect us tonight, it's a special night of we're not afraid of anything. We open the doors, then Hashem will bring the Mashiach and pour out His wrath upon our enemies. So this is the minhag of saying Shpoch HaMascha and opening the doors at the Seder. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there's a minhag, to pour the Kos Aliyo. Most pour the Kos Aliyo at this point, right after the benching, before they start the Hala, before the Shpoch HaMascha, they pour the Kos Aliyo. What's the idea? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's a remez, that we believe that just like Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He's going to also begoal us in the future and bring the Gula in the future and bring Eliyahu Hanavi, according to our Masorah, is going to announce the coming of the Mashiach. So therefore, we pour, since we're about to discuss the second half of Hallel, and one primary theme of the second half of Hallel is the Gula Hasida, that's why we say Shpoch HaMascha too. We therefore pour the Kos Aliyo as part of getting ready for the coming of the Mashiach, which is discussed in the second half of Hallel at the Seder. Oh, another reason why you open the door is one reason to show our Amunah and Hashem, we're not afraid of anything. The other reason is the door is open. In case Aliyo comes right now, we're ready to go. We're ready to go to greet Aliyo Anavi quickly. That's the reason which the Chok Yaakov gives for the opening of the door. There are different customs where the Shpoch HaMascha is said standing or sitting. Both are brought down in the poskim. Oh, Siman Tov Pei Aleph. This we already discussed earlier. Achar Arba Kosos, Eina Rishai Lishtos, Yayin Elamayim. You can't drink any wine after the four cups of wine. One reason given is because there's a mitzvah to keep on going after the Seder is over. That we'll get to Bezrat Hashem later in this siman. So you don't want to fall asleep. You want to keep on going with more Yetzias Mitzrayim, more halachos, discussing the halachos of the Seder and the halachos of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim after the Seder is over. So you don't want to fall asleep. Well, the second reason is you don't want to make it seem like you're adding on to the cups of wine. There are four and not more than four. And the third reason is in order to have the time of matzah b'fiv, as we discussed earlier. You want the time of the Afikoma to stay with you after the Seder is over. We're machmir for all of these opinions, and therefore l'chadchila, we only drink wine. We only drink water or seltzer or a light flavored drink like tea. Some say tea with sugar is okay, and coffee is a machloka. As Guideline says, one should avoid coffee. However, if there's a tzarech gadol, if for some reason a person really needs to drink, then the Mishnah says you can rely on the first few, and as long as it's not alcoholic, then you can drink after the Seder. If there's some tzorech, you'd much to drink after the Seder, but not to drink anything alcoholic that can make you get drowsy. That'll make you get drunk. But then the Ramah quotes something, a minhag, that if somebody really, really needs to drink wine, he can pour a fifth cup of wine and say Halal HaGadu on the fifth cup of wine, the long hodu. And the post-game quote that the Aruch HaShulchan says, we don't have this minhag nowadays. No one has this minhag anymore. But it's brought, okay, so it's in the Ramah, but the, nowadays no one has this minhag. We don't drink a fifth cup of wine at the Seder.